Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus has conquered the world on our behalf. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for dawning of a new day. Thank you for blessings. Thank you for your opportunities. Thank you because you reign in the affairs of our lives. Thank you because you are God and you will continually be God in the affairs of our lives. We appreciate you. Thank you for the dawning of this new day. We bless you because you are greatly to be praised. We worship you. We say thank you, Jesus. We bring out our sacrifices of praise and we say thank you. We lay it to heart to say thank you because you are the one who has sustained us. You are the strength of our lives. You are the one that has given us peace. You are the one who has given us victory. You are the one who fights our battle. You are the one that gives us pleasant surprises. You are the one that holds us by your hands. We are grateful. We say thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. And we receive the grace not to take it for granted. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Friday, the 21st day in the month of August 2026. We are grateful to God for what he has done, for what he's doing, and what he's going to do. I want us to declare these words of declarations with me as we go. That in the name of Jesus Christ, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be moved in Jesus' name. I present my life. I present my life to you, O God, today. Make it your pleasing sacrifice in Jesus' name. I live my life under the rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes charge of all that concerns me today and beyond in Jesus' name. I release myself to God to father me. He fathers me today and he continually fathers me in Jesus' name. I am your own. Take your place in all areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything outside God loses its grip over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I become conscious and I enjoy the freedom that God has freely given to me in the name of Jesus Christ. I no longer bear the name of littleness. I no longer bear the name called shame and despair. I no longer bear the name called disgrace because I am lifted high. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy ease from the throne of mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am lifted above principalities and powers. In the name of Jesus Christ, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord blots out everything that has been written contrary against me. His blood washes them away, and his blood makes me whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, his mercy finds me and gives me victory, paves way for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I grow roots downward in the Lord and I bear fruit upward in the name of Jesus Christ because the power of God is at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord gives me ease on all sides. Favor locates me in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy locates me in the name of Jesus Christ. Divine help locates me in the name of Jesus Christ. This life that I live, I will enjoy the supernatural possibilities that is in the ability of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord lifts me up, measures my life up for his help in the name of Jesus Christ. I continually enjoy supernatural possibilities in the name of Jesus Christ. In every area that I represent, my life experiences supernatural possibilities in the name of Jesus Christ. I am helped of the Lord. I am lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened and enabled to do great and mighty things, to do that which God has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. The grip of littleness loses its grip, loses its power over me, my home, and all that concerns me in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. All I have declared in the name of Jesus come to pass. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. We want to thank God for how far he helped us yesterday in our program. The Lord took control and we are grateful to him. So we are using this medium to still invite us that we still have another program for our to appreciate the faithfulness of God on Sunday, which is the 23rd day in this month of August, by 2 p.m. by God's grace. And it's at the same venue at Oluwadam Larry Garden beside Opu University behind Tafo Arena. I want us to put this date and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday, from Monday to yesterday, we've been talking about the mercy of God. And I want us to look at it, look at another angle today. And I pray the Lord will give us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. I would like us to open our Bibles to Psalm 8, reading verse 1, verse 3, and verse 4. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heaven. When I consider the heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou art ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Amen. That is what we are looking at today. Who is man? Why are you so mindful of this man? What is so special about this man that God is interested in? It says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you have visited him? God's name is great, and it has diversity, because the experiences of every individual coins out who God is. God represents all, because he is majestic in his nature. He is powerful. But every one of us have different experiences of who God is, because God is mindful of everyone. He is mindful of his creation. So we have different experiences of who God is, and every one of us give him a special name, the name that actually fits into the place he represents in our lives. His name is not just a label. It represents God's character, his presence, his authority, and how this great majesty is intentional about our individual lives. How he's intentional about his creation. He's not like fathers or like mothers, like parents, that sometimes may ignore their children, that sometimes they may forget their children. God never forgets us. He's an intentional God. He made us a little lower than the angels, but he never ignores us. He never leaves nor forsakes us. We are God's identity on earth. We are God's identity in creation. But our choices has a great determinant if we are going to allow him to continue with his rulership over our lives. God created us with everything in him, but he gave us the power of choice if we are going to choose to align with him or choose the other way. But there is something that we humans don't know or are aware of, that anyone that chooses an identity that is different from God is just choosing a life of nakedness, choosing to be naked, choosing to live life without any covering. And anyone that chooses to live life without God is a shattered dream. May we not make choices that will destroy our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Staying under God's excellence is staying under his rulership. Staying under God's rulership is enjoying his excellence, enjoying his power, allowing him to continually invest in us, because without him, we cannot do life alone. So he sent Jesus to the world to redeem us, because along the way we lost it. And he never wants to leave us desolate. So he sent Jesus to his creation to redeem us from the power of hell, to make us his own, because he's intentional about us. So Jesus died for our sins, even while we were yet sinners, while we have not chosen to follow him, while we were born in sin. He died for us, and he died because he's intentional about us. He wants us to continually be his own. He wants that cordial relationship to be with us. He wants that cordial relationship between us and him, because he is excellent in his nature. But not only excellent, but is mindful of us. Is intentional about us. He wants us to be conscious about his death, the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, so that we can live that life, that Zoe life that he wants us to live, releasing ourselves under the rulership of the Spirit of the living God, so that we will not be naked. Amen. He said, I am God. I am closer to you than you know. He says, I am interested in you more than your five senses can comprehend. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have loved you, and I am intentional about you. I need your permission so that I can take charge over your life. I don't want you to be naked, and I don't want you to take my duty, because it is never in your place. He says, don't carry the responsibility. It is my duty to carry it. It is my duty to care for you. Don't take it. It is my duty to preserve and sustain you. Don't help me. It is my duty to be in charge. Don't rob yourself by taking the duty. It has never been in your place from the creation to take charge of these duties. I am the one that owns your life. I am the one who created you. I am the Lord who loves you. And I want you to come back to me. He said, just come to me and rest. I have the capacity to teach you, to give you wisdom about all you need for life. He said, I have the strength to do it only if you allow me. I pray that the Lord will help us and teach us to allow the Holy Spirit at all times in our lives in Jesus' name. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end. I know your beginning, I know your end. Just put it all to me. I am so mindful of you. I am majestic in nature, but I am mindful of you. I am intentional about you. I am interested in you, and I want to bring out the best out of you. He says, I am the God who knows, sees, and cares for you. He says, I am your provider. I can provide for you. I can give you everything if you will allow me. He says, I am the great physician. I can do all things. Nothing is too difficult for me. He says, I am the Prince of Peace. I bring peace to every raging situations. I silence them. I silence them. I bring down every mountain and I level every valleys. He says, I am your Father. I am the Father of the fatherless. I am the Father who fathers all the fathers in creation. Just rely on me and let me father you. He says, I am Emmanuel, God with you. I am with you more than you can ever think or ask. Just come unto me and rest. Let me help you. Let me teach you. I am the one who is excellent. My name is great and greatly to be praised. But I want my creation to enjoy all I have created them for. I want my creation to fellowship with me. I want my creation to submit under my rulership because I am mindful of you. As I round up today, I want us to have this consciousness in our hearts today that God is mindful of us. There are things that makes us to think that God is not interested. Maybe God has forgotten him, forgotten me. Maybe God has just left me alone to go through these challenges alone. Those are the deceits of the devil. Those are the lies of the devil. God is interested in us. God is closer to us more than ever we can think of. He is mindful of us. Let us continue to table it at the feet of the throne of mercy. And let's ask for mercy. That God over this, let your mercy prevail. Let me see you. I know you are God, but I want to experience you in this case as God. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you are mindful of me, I am conscious of this and I rest in you. Lord, help me to see you as this mindful God that is intentional and love me. And God will help us in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. As we go today, we enjoy the presence of God. We become conscious of God. We become conscious that God is mindful of us, intentional and interested to bring out the best out of us in Jesus' name. Brethren, let's not forget, we have the Spirit of God to help us to go through this journey so that we can make it to our heavenly home. I pray that the Lord will help us, teach us and open our eyes that it is only by His strength that we can make it to our eternal rest. God will help us to live our lives according to His details in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not take His duty. We will not do it our five senses, but we will always rely on Him to help us to see us through in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.